Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. You guys really, really liked last time when I just sat down in front of you and for like more personal things. I'd rather just sit here and talk to you face to face like this. I do wake up sometimes and I get like nervous to post. I'm just gonna ignore that. I do think like it's scary to be vulnerable on the internet and share stuff about yourself, but YouTube helped me so much growing up, especially when I came out, especially when I went through my first relationship, you know, with my ex-girlfriend, and watching certain people on the internet, it just made me feel like I was seen or I had some answers to the questions that I've been asking. Today's topic is definitely something I never thought I would share on the internet just because I have been very like open about my relationships, especially coming from a dating show like Love Island, but I never thought I would speak on relationships where the other person, you know, they didn't choose to be on TV or have a public relationship. Me and my first girlfriend, like I wasn't even on social media like that at that point. I guess I'm just trying to say I want you guys to understand there's always two sides to every story. Respect her. This is my side of the story. It's my truth. That's just where I'm gonna leave that. So let's get into it. I came out in eighth grade. And I was like the first person in my class. At the time, I always say this, I came out as bisexual, but inside I felt like I was a lesbian because I hadn't really had crushes on boys at that point in my life. I mean, I was still young, I was in eighth grade, but I had only really had crushes on girls. I had never had a boyfriend at that point, and so many girls in eighth grade had like already had their first boyfriend, and I just had always said no to all the guys because I was like, ew, you know, like absolutely not. But anyways, couple years pass, 16 at this point, and I already told you guys I was like super antisocial growing up. So a lot of my sister's friends were my only friends because she was super social. I had like one best friend throughout like every phase of my life, and like still to this day, that's kind of how it is. Anyways, my sister's friend at the time started coming into my life, and she would always be at the house because she was like one of my sister's besties. Right off the bat with this girl, like, you know when you just have a feeling with someone, and okay, let me just say the situation that happened. So one day I'm coming back from school and this girl comes over to the house with my sister. We're all hanging out. I'm being a little shy and more nervous because I'm already kind of feeling some type of way about this girl. You know that feeling where you're like, okay, this is someone that I'm low-key obsessed with. I don't know why, but like I need to understand more. I need to be around them more. We were all headed to the movies. We were like walking down 125th Street back in Harlem where I grew up. This girl brings her skateboard, skater girl. I have a type, I'm not gonna lie. It's been like that since day one. She has like her skateboard and she just starts skateboarding in front of us. And I remember like her hair was just wisping down her back. She kept on kind of like looking back over her shoulder. And I remember, like I said, just watching her hair flow, and she would kind of just like keep on looking back at me, and I was just like walking forward, and it was just giving a movie moment. In the movie, I would have started running after her and grabbed her and like kissed her and ran off into the sunset, but it did not go like that exactly. There were lots of ups and downs and twists and turns to the story, so. But at this point, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And she's looking at me, so maybe she likes me, you know? Like, we get to the movie theater, and I'm like, okay, we're about to be in a dark room. There's like a group of us, but I'm like, at this point, I'm gonna sit next to her, and I'm gonna like make a move. I sat down next to her in the theater, and I just remember, you know, once again at that age, like I remember our hands were like super close together on like the little bar thing. I could feel the energy like in between our hands, but for some reason my hand itself was like 500 pounds. There was no way I could move it or touch her hand or do anything. And once again, I'm thinking, oh shiz, this is my sister's like really, really close friend. She's gonna be mad at me if I do anything and like it's not reciprocated, or this girl is like weirded out or whatever. She was from a very conservative Republican family related to a very political in the limelight family. I had grown up in a very open family, but just hearing her story so far and what her family was like, I already knew, okay, maybe she really isn't gonna be okay with this, even if she is into it. She was saying she was straight. We would play those dumb games growing up of like, what are you? What am I? And I remember just thinking, there's no way I have a shot with this girl. Anyways, time goes on. We're still being friends. I remember one night we were on my rooftop. We were so foul. So we would like go around to this little corner of our rooftop. We would be drinking up there and we wouldn't want to have to go downstairs. We would have to like pee and we would like, whatever. So me and her go back there to pee. Why am I sharing this on the internet? Okay. Me and her, we go back there to pee like together every time. We just kept on finding reasons. Like once again, you think that you don't know if someone likes you, but if you just keep on being with this person, they keep on finding reasons to be around you, like casual, like there's no point in it, but you just keep on like doing this, you should know at that point, okay, we like each other, but we were still dancing around and doing the things, you know? We go around there to pee. And I think I like stand in front of her and I was kind of just like, I think I like you. And I think I wanna kiss you. She just kind of like nudged it off, so I went to walk away. And then she grabbed me and like kissed me, and we're like around this little corner. All of our friends are on the other side. My sister's on the other side, and we're just like making out. That kind of just started happening, you know, in private for a minute. And then we would like go out with all our friends, and just as time went on, we started getting less and less caring, like about them knowing and like seeing that we were going to end up together. She was gonna wake up in my bed type of thing. This was kind of in my environment, in my setting, around my family, around my friends. And I quickly started to realize, I'm starting to feel these things. I'm starting to high key fall in love with this girl. And I'm not sure still, like she hasn't necessarily said that she wanted anything serious. And it still at times felt like, around my setting, we could be open and out about it, but in other places, in other spaces, that she couldn't be as open. I remember bringing her to Maryland for some family holiday. We just ended up, once again, fairy tale. And I, at this point, I'm in love with this girl. I was modeling at the time and ended up getting a contract to go to Australia for about 2 months. But I just remember going to Australia, being like heartbroken that I was gonna leave this girl after like a summer of love. I was so heartbroken that I was about to leave to Australia and possibly all this momentum that I had with this girl who kind of like wasn't out of the closet. You just think so many things at that young of an age, like she's gonna meet someone else, or she's gonna realize like she doesn't like girls and she's gonna meet a boy, and like all these crazy things. She ended up coming to the airport and sending me off with my family. I remember every single day she wrote to me and I wrote to her over like WhatsApp. So beautiful, so cute, so loving. I went through a lot of issues as well in Australia at that time with my modeling career without going into it. And that's like a whole different video about modeling. Let me know if you guys wanna know about it. It's kind of sad and it's kind of triggering. So that might be like a hard video. I was going through a lot of issues there. I was in a really, really dark place. And I just remember thinking like, if I didn't have this girl, it would be really, really hard for me right now to be happy and to feel even an ounce of okay. But she was there for me every single day. And it was the first time I was letting someone in that wasn't my family or my sister or like my best friend. I was letting this human in that I was falling for. It was scary. It was terrifying. There wasn't a choice. Like, it was happening. I forget how it was, guys. It was so freaking long ago, like teenage years. But I think I asked her out, or I think she sent me a letter and she was like, I don't want to see like anyone else. I love you. And like all these different things. And I was like, okay, so we're girlfriends, right? And I remember at the time, like I shouldn't have had to ask for permission, but I remember like begging my agency. Once again, like you're a slave to that world at times, but especially when you start as young as I did, like you see your management as like teachers or parents or like people that are of authority. And that's like a dark side of like going into this industry so young. But I just remember begging my agency. I was like, I have to go home. Like, I'm sick, like I'm not okay. And I wanted to go and see my girlfriend, my first love, you know, my first person that your world all of a sudden is like flowers, butterflies and sparkles and fireworks 24/7. So I end up coming home. And like I said, I was very unwell. My mom loved her as well. And I remember my girlfriend being like, okay, I want to take Kira to my family's house in the Hamptons and just like spend some time together. And that's exactly what we did. She got me from the airport, I packed, and then I went straight to her family home with her. And I think that was the start once again of feeling like, oh, we're together now, but like I can't even be open and out with you in all the ways that I want. It felt like at times with her family and being in that space, we couldn't be as touchy, we couldn't hold hands, and just like small things that you feel. It wasn't a blatantly in my face, this is not okay. I'm very aware as a human being, and I think everyone can feel when like, oh, someone doesn't want me to do this in front of this person. And like I skipped over a bunch of us going through this back and forth thing of her not knowing if she was actually into girls, if she felt comfortable being with a girl. And at that point we were still young, so I understood that. And I kind of at that time in my life was like, I want to go on the journey with this girl of her figuring it out. I loved her. So she was a model as well. So we both had our issues. We both traveled a lot and we were both in this adult industry dealing with a lot of really, really tough, hard things. We were in Europe for months on end alone on set with these massive people that once again, our agencies told us, you know, bow down to them, do what they say. Like all this stuff. So we were both juggling a lot. Relationship-wise, once again, she ended up inviting me to her debutante ball. I didn't even know what that was. Like, I was a girl from Harlem, city girl. What the freak is a debutante ball? Super excited. Like, I had no clue what it was, but I was like, oh my God, her family and closest friends are gonna be there. Like, now I know for a fact she wants to be open with me. I'm her girlfriend. She wants to, like, not show me off, but, you know, she was proud. So I ended up going to this debutante ball. I walk in and number one, I'm like the only black girl besides my friend who came with me. Was I used to that at times already in certain things that I would go to? Yeah. I didn't know how it worked. So I guess she had to be walked down the aisle by like someone else in society or someone that she chose to walk her down the aisle. Already in my mind, I'm realizing, well, the people that are in relationships are like walking down this together. You know, I'm not doing that. Maybe I'm overly sensitive. I don't know, but it was hard. It was hard at that point. And I think we were like a year into our relationship, something like that, where it really should have been me. Besides that, everyone had assigned seating. It was like this big, big auditorium room. Me and my friend give our names and we're seated in the farthest table, like the back table of the room. Like there's probably like 20 plus tables and we're like in the back. Once again, in my mind, it was hard. So without going into so many examples of why I felt the way that I felt, and I will say like it was no one's fault. Like her upbringing was different from mine and how she felt comfortable and her journey of coming out was different from mine. So it wasn't you're a bad person. It was just like, wait, I'm starting to feel hurt and sad. So that was hard for me and it was hard for her that I was feeling that way. She was trying. She started inviting her dad. Like we would go to dinners with her dad and my parents and we were very serious about each other. Like we felt like we were going to get married. So she definitely started taking those steps to be more open and out. And the advice that I would say though, like if you're going through the situation with someone and you're definitely like young and you both are like on these journeys of coming out or being in your first relationship with someone of the same sex, no one's a bad guy. Everyone has their own journey. You can choose to not date someone who's maybe fully not sure or open about their sexuality. That can be a personal choice and a boundary that you're like, I don't want that. I want someone who's sure of themselves already. But at that point, no one was bad. No one was the bad guy. It was just two people trying to figure their shiz out. I remember just being at that young of an age, we were really going through rough times in our lives, in our careers, the industry that we were in, and we started to fall into this really, really dark place of toxicity. We were super codependent, like we were never not together. Someone would look at me at the bar, and this would happen to us too a lot, which was really hard as two young women who were just in love with each other and trying to navigate that. We would go out and we would be very on each other. We would just get, you know, stared at by guys or have guys approach us and be like, oh, like as if we were putting on a show for them. Older guys. It was just really, really weird and really creepy and also made us once again feel like, oh, we can't be open about this love that we have. People are sexualizing it and making us feel weird. And that does suck. Once again, advice-wise, I would just say ignore that. And if people approach you, you know, don't let it affect you. Just be like, no, keep it moving. People are gonna be what they're gonna be. I remember if that would happen though, she thought she was like Wonder Woman or Superman or something. At times I was scared that, you know, like if this guy chooses to like try to fight us, like I don't know if we're gonna win. Like there were times where stuff would get really heated. And at times I was like, well, if this was a guy that I was with doing this, I would not be cool with that. You're young and you think like things are normal. It's your first time being loved. You're like, oh, this person is just like really passionate about me. It's like we went from not being open and hiding at times to it was like explosive and everyone knew, oh, if we're gonna go out with, you know, that one couple that you're like, oh, we know if we go out with them and we all drink and like party, they're gonna end up screaming at each other and fighting, ruining the whole vibe. Hi. That was us. And we just got super into the party life. I will be open about this. Like we were making thousands upon thousands of dollars as teenagers. We could choose to do whatever we wanted to do. We could get whatever we wanted to get. And we were, you know, making a ruckus. And as time has gone on, I'm a very evolved, changed person. And I see my mistakes. I'm aware of them. I'm aware of what it means to be a good person. I'm still growing every single day. We were getting to this really bad toxic place with each other. We were making each other not good people, enabling each other since we were in the same industry to do things that were not healthy and okay. We were 100%, you know, trauma bonding. And this was my first love. This was someone that I met as a mid-teenager and up until 21. And it was so painful because I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop seeing her, this toxic back and forth with this girl. And I ended up deciding to move across the country. And I would say like it wasn't partly about her, but it was 100% partly about her. I physically could not stop seeing this human being. And that's truly the decision that I decided to make. I also was doing America's Got Talent with my siblings at the time. So they moved with me, so I had support as well. And we just wanted to move out here. My hometown was New York City, but I think with any hometown, it's time to go somewhere else and spread my wings and fly. And like, I'm just falling back into like old patterns, toxic things, being at home. So literally on my 21st birthday, I went out to celebrate and then we went on a flight and left. At that point though, we had already been broken up, probably like our 50th break or something like that. And I moved across the country and tried to continue to talk, and at times it would be really good, or I would see her out or she would see me out, and it would just, we would fall back into this like, I own you energy, which is just so bad. I was proud of myself because as time went on, as much as it hurt and it felt like literally one of my legs had been cut off, it was hard to function. I feel like a lot of people know that feeling of when you're sleeping in bed, like we never lived together, but if I was at my place, she was with me. If I was at her place, you know. But going to sleep every night with someone for years upon years, and then all of a sudden you're going to bed alone, it's a really, really scary feeling, especially when it's your first love. I've learned as time has gone on what is healthy, what is not healthy. Like, I catch myself before I can fall for someone that I already know is like not good for me. I'm human, so it still happens sometimes, but I was proud of myself. As time went on in California, I more and more stopped talking to her, had my sister's support. We had lots of hikes where my sister would just have to listen to me like blabber for 3 hours walking Runyon or whatever hike we chose to do, because it was almost like, you know, this drug that I was, she was a human, but she was like my kryptonite. It was really hard, but it took me probably about a year, I would say, maybe a year and a half. Kind of always how long it takes me to get over an ex and like the time that I want to stay single before like opening myself up again. And I think your first love, everything is just your world and this human. It revolves around each other. I guess I'm just saying it's not healthy to be in these relationships, but it is a learning journey, and it's something that you sometimes have to go through to fall in love with someone. And I always say, stay open, don't get jaded, don't be terrified of getting hurt, because it's gonna happen. That's life. And as much as me and this girl went through so much, and it was really hard at times, and at one point I felt like I couldn't be without her, at another point I felt like hated her, and then at one point I felt like there's no way I can be alone, like this is so scary. You have to go through those situations to learn what a healthy relationship does look like, what you do and don't want in a relationship. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna hit you with a Love Island term. I'm grateful for her, because she first of all taught me what love was. That feeling of your first love, or love in general, is just, I say it, you know, it's very Pisces of me. It's what keeps the world alive. It's what keeps the world going, is love and affection and human connection. And she was the first person sexually, emotionally, that I was able to like experience all of those things for the first time. So I'm grateful for her for that. I'm grateful for the ups and downs that we went through. And at times where I realized, you know, I don't like who I am with this person. I may love them, but it's not healthy to be with them. I may love them, but I don't love me with them. Those are all hard things to understand before you go through it. And that's why it's so important to go through it. First loves can be hard and it's scary, but it's worth it. The lessons that you get out of it, all that it does is it makes you a healthier, better person that's more aware of yourself, what you want, what you need. And then you can show up for that next person in your life as like the human that you want to be. Love is hard, but it's totally worth it. I never look back. Me and this girl, we haven't talked in a minute, and that's okay. No one's right, no one's wrong. It's just two humans that young navigating and figuring their shiz out. I'm still grateful for her, and I still think about her, you know, when I'm going through times in my life where I'm like, wow, you showed me honestly first what love was. I was grateful for that. Yeah, I kind of went over a lot of details, but I'm okay with that because I'm comfortable with what I shared. Yeah. That's my first love story. If you guys want to hear any other stories or things or whatever, let me know in the comments. If you're still here, thanks for hanging out. Share your own stories too. I'd love to respond and just go back and forth. If you want to see more, like, comment, and subscribe. And happy holidays! Christmas is soon. So I will see you guys in the next episode.